Pour us a drink.
Okay. You know, since you're fed up, why don't you get out of it? Go back east.
Get married and settle down? Nice, quiet bank clerk, a tub of wash and a cook stove.
And, kids?
I'd like kids. Let's have that drink.
Yeah. There you are.
Thanks.
Well, hello again. This is Buck Benny speaking. Welcome to another episode of Gunsmoke and Have Gun Will Travel. Today's Gunsmoke episode, as you just heard, is going to have a conversation between Kitty and Matt about settling down, having kids, that sort of thing. You just never thought you'd have this kind of conversation. I don't know if they had, in the 20 years on television, ever had a conversation that was this close to being, do you want to do this? Do you want to settle down and have kids and maybe with me, you know, sort of thing. Now, it's not that on the nose, but it's pretty close. So I think it's really interesting. So if this doesn't make you want to tune into this episode, I don't know what will. So anyway, enjoy the episode and let's get right into it.
Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters. This is it. L&M is best, stands out from all the rest. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America. And the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful. And a little lonely. Where'd you get the crowd?
Oh, some trail herd just came in. Circle B, I think.
Huh?
Come on upstairs and have a drink with me. I gotta get clear of here for a few minutes.
All right, let's go. Yeah, they are kind of loud, aren't they?
They sure are. You ever get fed up with it, Matt?
Fed up with what?
Everything. Come on in. Make yourself to home.
Ah, thank you. What's bothering you, Kitty?
Oh, nothing special. Just the whim-whams, I guess. Pour us a drink.
Okay. You know, since you're so fed up, why don't you get out of it? Go back east.
Get married and settle down? Nice, quiet bank clerk, a tub of wash and a cook stove.
And, kids?
I'd like kids. Let's have that drink.
Yeah. There you are.
Thanks. I'm not getting out, and neither are you. So let's live while we still... Oh, if that's some drunken herder, so help me out. Yes?
You sit downstairs. The marshal was up here.
Well, come in. Matt?
What's on your mind, fella?
I thought maybe you could give me some information, Marshal. I'm looking for some folks named Crail, Mr. and Ms. John Crail. I understand they've got a place around Dodge somewhere.
Yes, Ms. Crail does. John Crail died about 3 years ago.
No.
Are you an old friend of theirs?
They're my folks, my ma and pa.
What?
I'm Billy Crail. Maybe they mentioned me.
Yeah, your mother's always said that you'd come home someday. She's never given up hoping.
How is she, Marshal?
Well, she's not too good. She's got a big ranch on her hands. She's been trying to run it alone since your dad died. You think she'll recognize you?
She might not at first. It's been 17 years since I ran away from home.
Yeah.
A kid does crazy things. Maybe not right at first, but I'll convince her all right.
Yeah, you probably will. She'll even help you do it. Where you been all these years, Billy?
Just drifting. Here, there. You know how it goes.
Yeah, sure.
How do I get out to the place? I'm anxious to see
her. That's about 5 miles east of town. You just follow downriver. You can't miss it.
Thanks a lot, Marshal. I guess we'll see each other again since I'm going to settle down, eh?
Oh, sure. So long.
All right, let's have it.
What? What do you mean, Kitty?
Well, I know you, Matt. Something was wrong there. What was it?
Well, it's just this, Kitty. A few years ago, Miss Crail asked me to try to trace her son for her. I did it. But then I didn't have the heart to tell her.
Tell her what?
I got a report back from the War Office. Billy Crail had joined the Union Army at the start of the war. He was killed in action at the Battle of Shiloh.
This is it, L&M Filters.
It stands out from all the rest.
Miracle tip, much more flavor.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
Yes, L&M's got everything. Superior filtration, superior taste.
Superior filtration because of L&M's superior filter. White, all white, pure white. The purest tip that ever touched your lips.
Superior taste because of L&M's superior tobaccos. Tasty, full of flavor, and light and mild.
No doubt about it. L&M is America's best filter tip cigarette.
This is it, L&M Filters.
L&M's got everything.
It's the best.
Circulars climb blue in the face. They cutthroats, cattle rustlers, horse thieves, bank robbers, anything you can think of. They ain't nary one of them fits the description of that Crail fella.
I'll just keep looking, Chester. Might be 2 or 3 years back, but I seen that face of his somewhere. And it had to be in one of these circulars.
Well, I just don't understand how he figures to get away with it. You can't fool a man's own ma.
I might in this case. She hasn't seen him since he was a boy, and she's pretty old now. Her eyesight's failing her, and her memory's none too good.
Well, with that ranch and all the money she's got put away, he sure stands.
Wait a minute, something. Chester.
You find something, Mr. Dillon?
Uh-huh. Yep, I thought so.
He sure looks like him, all right.
It is him. 3 years ago. Height 6'1", weight 185, sandy complexion, so on, so on.
Sure
so
fits
on.
Him.
Wanted in Lubbock for questioning in connection with the holdup of the Lone Star Bank. Previous arrest, Pecos Crossing, cattle theft, acquitted for lack of evidence. Convicted San Antonio 8 years ago, armed robbery, served 4 years, paroled. Known associates, Nate Barger and Ponca City Kid.
Reward $1,000.
Calls himself Johnny Red. Well, Chester.
Chester?
Let's go get him.
don't see him nowhere around.
Ah, that's good. I was hoping I could talk to Ms. Crail first.
Think you'll put up a fight, Mr. Dillon?
I don't know, Chester.
Who is it?
It's Marshal Dillon, ma'am.
Well, if this ain't a surprise now, come on in and set a spell, Marshal.
Well, thank you, Ms. Crail.
Good to see you, Marshal. And you too, Mr. Proudfoot, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, please. Well,
I wasn't too sure. My eyes ain't quite... Well, come on in, gentlemen. Oh, land sakes, I do like company, and seems like nobody ever comes out this way no more. Now, set yourselves down there now.
Well, thank you.
Rest your feet, and I'll get you a cup of coffee.
Oh, well, don't bother, Miss Crail. We don't have much time.
Time? Well, it won't take no time. I got it already made. I'm just fixing to have some myself.
You might take your hat off, Chester.
Land alive. If a body can't do a little something for a company, she ain't fit to have none.
Well, I guess it does get pretty lonesome out here, Ted.
Well, it did. Oh, I've got a big surprise to tell you about, Marshal.
Your, son?
Oh, shucks. The way gossip flies around Dodge City, a body couldn't have a chance to get ahead of it. Oh, here you are.
Thank you.
Yes,
sir. Thank you.
He's come home. Just like I always knew he would.
Has he changed much, Miss Crail?
Oh, good heavens, yes. Well, he was just a boy when he went away, and now he's a grown-up man. He's fine and then strong.
Uh-huh. Then there's no doubt in your mind that this really is Billy, huh?
Why, that's downright silly, Marshal. Well, you can't fool a mother. She can always tell her own. Why, the second Billy walked up on that porch and said, "How are you, Ma?" I knew him just like that.
I see.
You know, I'd been sort of going downhill since John passed on. The work was hard. And seemed like I'd kind of lost my reason for living. I don't think I'd have lasted, Marshal.
Well, now, Miss Crail...
Oh, but it's different now. The minute Billy put his arm around me, I started feeling like a young woman again. And I still do. Why, I'm happier than I've been in years.
Yes, ma'am, you sure seem to be.
My son's come home. Could a mother ask for more?
No, ma'am, I guess not. I suppose that is all that matters.
That's all.
Well...
Oh, I'm sorry, Marshal. Yeah, I've been talking a leg off you. I haven't even thought to ask what brings you out this way.
Why, nothing, Miss Crail. Matter of fact, we just rode out for a friendly fishing.
Well, I'm mighty glad you did, Marshal. You stop by just any time. And you too, Mr. Proudfoot. Oh,
well, I thank you, ma'am.
Well, thank you for the coffee, ma'am, and goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Yeah, you couldn't have done nothing else, Mr. Dillon. Oh, it would have broke her heart if you'd have told her.
Yeah, I guess so, but she's going to find out anyway, sooner or later, when he steals her blind and then runs out on her. That's a bad deal, Chester, any way you look at it.
Marshal?
Well, I...
Kind of sets you a problem, don't it?
Well, I may set a few problems for you before I'm done with you, Johnny.
And break an old lady's heart? I don't think so, Marshal. And the name is Billy, by the way. Billy Crail.
Not in Lubbock.
Lubbock? Where's that?
Don't worry, Johnny. When I send you back, there'll be somebody along to show you the way.
I don't know why you keep on calling me Johnny.
Because that's your name, Johnny Red. Bank robber, gunman, cattle thief. You fill out the list.
Maybe you could get my mother to fill it out.
Miss Crail's an old woman. She doesn't know that her son was killed at the Battle of Shiloh.
That report was a mistake, Marshal, but I figured it was best to let it stand. See, I deserted 2 weeks before Shiloh.
Oh, yeah, sure you did.
I don't know where you got this crazy idea I'm somebody named Johnny Red. And before you go off half-cocked, I'd say it might be a good idea to check with the sheriff in Lubbock. Meanwhile, I figure it's like your friend there was saying. You wouldn't want to break an old woman's heart. Would you?
Well, afternoon, Matt. Come on in.
Oh, how are you, Doc?
Oh, terrible, terrible, Matt.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, lost another patient this afternoon.
Let somebody die?
Oh, no, no. You kind of figure on that happening, but you don't count on them getting well on you.
And they don't very often. Well, who was it that pulled this mean trick on you?
Old Lady Crail.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. A month ago, I wouldn't have figured her to live through the winter. Well, I even thought she might leave me something in her will, too, but I... Well, doggone it, she was jumping around out there this morning as chipper as a young filly.
Ah, she's a young mother now.
Well, that's no joke, Matt. That's exactly what it is. That boy of hers has been home 3 weeks now, and it's made a new woman out of her.
Yeah. Only he's not really her boy, Doc.
Huh? Well, no, what do you mean by that?
He's an ex-convict from Texas. I had a reward circular on him from Lubbock.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Matt. He might be able to fool other people, but
his
own mother...
I know, a mother can always tell her own, huh?
That's right, yes.
Maybe this is the exception that proves the rule.
Well, if you really think that, and if he's wanted, well, why aren't you going out there and arrest him?
I got no charge against him, Doc. A wired Lubbock seems he was wanted, but not anymore. They already picked him up and then turned him loose for lack of evidence.
Well, if he's not Billy Crail, then what's he up to? What's his reason?
Yeah, you know how much that ranch is worth. And Ms. Crail keeps ever since she's got out there at the place because she doesn't trust banks. What more reason would a man like that need?
You better come quick, Mr. Dillon.
Now, what's wrong, Chester?
Jake just brought the Cimarron stage in. He got held up right outside of town. They shot the guard.
Will you let me through here, please? Please, will you stand aside and let Doc get in there? Please.
Well, they finally got me, Marshal.
How'd it happen, Jake?
Boldest thing I ever seen. It was about 3 miles out of town. They throwed some cottonwood limbs across the trail so I'd have to pull up, and that's when they jumped me.
How many of them?
Just two. A couple I never seen before. Brassy as sin. Didn't even bother to wear masks. And they hauled off and shot Barney there without even giving him a chance.
What did they get, Jake?
The cash box. I don't know how much was in it.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, Doc.
Well, there's nothing I can do for him, Matt. Two bullets right under the ribs. I doubt if he even knew what hit him.
Well, take charge of it, will you, Doc?
Matt, somebody said Barney got shot.
Yeah, he's dead, Kitty.
Oh.
Jake, would you recognize either of those men?
Oh, sure. Like I say, they didn't worry none about being seen. One of them was a tall, skinny fella. The other one was a kind of a kid. The tall one called him Ponka.
Ponka?
They were strangers, though. They ain't from around here.
Well, sounds like a couple of fellas I saw on the Long Branch today, talking to Billy Crail.
Oh?
Billy finally left, but they stayed for another hour or so. Talking real serious together.
Those two gunmen, Jake, where'd they head for when they left you, huh?
Well, it was a funny thing. I figured they'd make a run south. Instead, they rode east, downriver. That trail don't lead nowhere.
Yeah. Except to the Crail Ranch.
To you, to the thousands of smokers who are changing to L&M every day, to the millions who now smoke L&M, here is your assurance. L&M gives superior filtration because of its superior filter. Superior taste because of L&M's superior tobaccos. Yes, L&M tobaccos are tasty, full of flavor, and light and mild. And L&M's superior filter is the purest tip that ever touched your lips. It's white. All white. Truly the miracle tip, because when it's added to L&M Superior Tobacco, it actually tones up the taste, actually improves your enjoyment of this great cigarette. Yes, L&M's got everything. Superior taste, superior tobacco, superior filter. That's why it's America's best filter tip cigarette. Try L&M today.
No sign of life, Mr. Dillon. Looks real quiet.
Yeah. Too quiet, maybe.
No lights, neither.
Pull up, Chester. Let's walk from here.
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch yourself.
I am.
Now, when I jerk the screen open, I'm going to go in fast.
I'll keep you covered, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester, come on in. See if you can find a lamp, huh?
Well, I think there was one over here on the table the other day. Yeah, here it is.
Well, light it and bring it over here.
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on.
Here you are, Mr. Dillon. Oh, my.
Hold the lamp down.
Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, she's dead.
She's been beat bad, too.
Well, it's not questioning he's wanted for now. It's murder.
Reach. What? Both of you. What? Oh, it's you, Marshal.
Who are you expecting, Johnny? Nate Barker and the Ponca City Kid?
That's right. They're down there. They're digging by the riverbank, but they'll be back. They won't find what they were. Oh.
Johnny, who shot you?
I don't know which one of them it was. It don't matter, though. I'll last till they get back. But not long enough for a murder charge, Marshal. Don't try for your gun, Marshal.
I'm not that much of a fool. Not with yours on my back.
I wouldn't want to shoot you. I got nothing personal against you, but your way of handling this ain't the way I... Put out that lamp. They're coming back. Oh, they're out there now. Stay where you are and stay quiet. I gotta get to a window.
All right, Chester, let's ease out the back way. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Here, over here. Now stay close to the house. They'll walk toward the porch. We'll have a chance to take them from the side. Then.
Yes, sir.
Tell you one thing.
Yeah.
She's still alive. She's sure ain't gonna lie about this time.
Hot brand and iron might help.
All right, hold it. You're covered.
Right over there at the corner, Punker. I'll get him.
I warned you, Punker. All right, drop the gun, Barker. Go on, drop it.
All right, I did. I dropped it. I give up. Don't shoot.
You keep your hands high.
That's right, Nate. Keep them up high.
Johnny, no.
Say hello to Parker for me.
No, Johnny, just no. Johnny, I had my head.
All right, drop your gun, Johnny.
Sure, Marshal. I'm through with it now.
He had his hands in the air. You had no call to shoot him.
You'd have took him in alive. He might have got out of it. This way, it works out better. More sure. Oh.
Johnny?
Yeah, Marshal.
Well, guess you know how you stand. You don't have a chance.
It don't matter. I lasted till it was finished.
What started it? An argument over the split?
No split. I wasn't in with them. They followed me here from Texas. That's right, Marshal. I'm Johnny Red.
I never doubted it.
They thought I was double-crossing them. They laid for me out here at the ranch. Thought they'd killed me. And her. They beat up Marshall, trying to find out where she kept her money. But she wouldn't tell. She lied to him. Said it was buried down by the riverbank.
Where is it buried, Johnny?
No place. I took it into the bank for her last week.
You what?
I figured it wasn't safe for her to keep it here.
Been a lot easier to get your hands on it, though, when you were ready to leave, huh?
So you still think a mother can't tell? Sure, Marshal. I've been called Johnny Red for years now. But my real name is Billy Crail. I wasn't lying about that. She was my mother. She was Mama.
Well,
he was Billy Crail after all.
Yeah.
If he'd have just stayed away, hadn't come back home, she'd still be alive. It was her own son, you might say, that caused her death.
Doc says she wouldn't have lived through the winter anyway. And Billy made her happy for a month at least. I don't know, Chester. I don't know.
And now our star, William Conrad.
Thank you, George. You know what I like about L&M's is they're mild and mighty easy on the draw. When you get right down to it, no filter stacks up with L&M's pure white miracle tip for quality or effectiveness. Darn good smoke. See for yourself. L&M stands out from all the rest.
Gunsmoke, produced and directed by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The special music for Gunsmoke was composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Sound patterns by Tom Hanley and Bill James. Featured in the cast were Sam Edwards, Virginia Gregg, Vic Perrin, Lawrence Dobkin, and Paul Dubov. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNair is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. Put a smile in your smoking. Next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember, only Chesterfield is made the modern way with Accuray. This amazing quality detective electronically checks and controls the making of your Chesterfield, giving a uniformity and smoking quality never possible before. For the first time, you get a perfect smoke column from end to end. From the first puff to the last puff, Chesterfield smokes smoother. Chesterfield smokes cooler. Chesterfield is best for you. Next time you buy cigarettes, stop. Remember, Chesterfield is made the modern way with Accuray.
Put a smile in your smoking, just give them a try. Light up a Chesterfield, they satisfy.
Remember, listen again next week for another transcribed story of the Western Frontier when Matt Dillon, Chester Proudfoot, Doc, and Kitty, together with all the other hard-living citizens of Dodge, will be with you once more. It's America growing west in the 1870s.
It's Gunsmoke, brought to you by L&M Filters. Revolution is over, but it's still a long way from here to the mission. If we're going to get the organ back in time, we'd better get started. Have Gun, Will Travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin. San Francisco, 1875, the Carlton Hotel, headquarters of the man called Paladin.
Oh, Miss Wong, Miss Wong, wait.
Hey, boy, Miss Wong, very busy today. Big party in hotel last night, make so much work.
But Miss Wong, look, a letter from Mr. Paladin.
Oh, Mr. Paladin, work can wait. You read letter, hey boy.
Up here I say, San Xavier Mission. Then it say, dear Missy Wong and hey boy.
Oh, it's Missy Wong and hey boy, you and me.
After I finished my business in Laredo, I came here to San Xavier Mission to see my friend Father O'Toole.
Oh.
Had hoped to be able to lie in the hammock in lovely garden here and get good rest, but I am afraid won't be time for that, as I have offered to do errand for the good father. However, I plan to be back in San Francisco in time for the opera ball.
But hey boy, opera ball last night.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, look, me here, Missy Wong. See his date? Mr. Paladin write this letter long time ago. Take long time to get here. Hey, what happened, you suppose, he don't get home?
Oh. Mr. Paladin.
Missy Wong. Mr. Paladin don't mind missing opera ball. He go to lots of parties.
Oh, Missy Wong mean poor Mr. Paladin. He never have time to rest in hammock.
That's a warning signal for all drivers. And that can be a warning signal for drowsy drivers on long, monotonous trips. You see, driving can make you drowsy no matter how much sleep you get. And driving and dozing just don't mix. Why take chances? Take no-doze, stay-awake tablets. Millions of times a year, safe no-doze keeps drivers awake and alert, helps you bounce back so that you feel sharp, ready for any emergency. How does no-doze do it? Ask your doctor. He'll tell you that no-doze contains a safe and accurate amount of caffeine, the same refreshing stimulant you get in your coffee or tea. But safe no-doze acts faster, is handier and more reliable. Best of all, it is not habit-forming. And no-doze is so safe, it is legally sold on a national basis without a prescription. Get no-doze stay-awake tablets to help you stay awake and alert. It could save your life. I had made the offer to Father O'Toole to see that an organ, a gift to his church, was delivered from the Gulf of Mexico to his San Xavier mission. I was accompanied by Tono, a fine young Indian who had been reared in the mission. The wagon road we had to follow led us through the war zone of a revolution that was in progress. But Father O'Toole was well known and well loved, and I was sure that an explanation of our trip would grant us safe conduct. I didn't know, of course, that confusion at the customs house loading docks would result in a switching of crates so that instead of the organ, we were hauling rifles intended for the government militia. Things were looking pretty grim for a while after we were halted by the People's Army and sentenced to be shot for aiding the enemy. But with some quick thinking,
fast talking and decisive action, it seemed that now we had the situation well in hand.
Viva la revolución!
It looks like we have just won a revolution.
Yes, Tono. I guess it's all over but the shouting, but we better get Pancho and move out of here fast before somebody decides it's time for another uprising.
Here comes General Perez.
Senor.
Well, General.
Senor, you are the hero of the day.
Oh, no, it was nothing, General. Just a simple matter of cutting down the odds. The militia was well-armed and your boys weren't. That makes it a little difficult to win a war.
See, but what is this miracle you performed for my poor little army that rifles of the militia fire backwards?
Oh, well, Tono and I rammed the barrels of their rifles with adobe mud.
Tal estrategia.
I beg your pardon?
It's such superb military strategy.
Oh. We were lucky that the soldiers of the militia sleep so soundly during their siesta.
It is a moment of glory for the revoltosos. The army of the people. You, senor, and your compañero will please to join in celebration of victory.
Oh, well, thank you, General, but we don't have time. When you and your men stopped our wagon and I told you I was hauling an organ to San Xavier Mission, well, I was telling you the truth.
But the organ was delivered here to the militia.
It is here now?
Yes. Oh, yes, we found it all right. It's in that little stone jail over there.
What is organ doing in jail?
Well, the cell is jointly occupied by the organ and the man who delivered it. I believe he was scheduled to meet the firing squad. The militia didn't take kindly to uncrating an organ when it expected rifles.
Por supuesto, of course. I shall see that the organo is released to you, senor.
Oh, say, General, I'd like to have the prisoner, too, if you don't mind.
You want this prisoner?
I'm afraid so. His name is Pancho. I had a little run-in with him at Matamoros. I don't think I trust him any further than I can throw that organ, but he can play it, and we may need him.
This becomes confusing, senor.
You see, General, Father O'Toole is counting on having this organ for mass when the bishop visits San Xavier, but no one in the parish knows how to play it.
And just before the battle, we were hiding back at the jail there, and we heard Pancho play very well, too. So I figure if it's all right with you, we'll just deliver him along with the organ.
Just as you like, senor. We are in your debt.
Senor Paladin, these are fine horses the general took from the militia and gave to you.
Yes, Pancho. With the time we've lost, we'd never make it without an ox team we started with.
We are lucky. Horses are hard to come by in this part of the country.
Beautiful animals, beautiful people, beautiful world. Pancho's glad to be alive and not dead from the firing squad. This is a lucky day.
But why were you delivering arms to the militia, Pancho? Were you on their side?
Pancho is only on the side of Pancho. I deliver arms to the militia because the militia can pay. Make business importante. That's all.
Yeah. Well, just don't you forget our business importante. Huh?
Oh, no, senor. For my life, I play organ for the mass at the mission of San Javier.
We will be reaching the town of Roma pretty soon.
I know. I think we better stop there for the night. I don't like to take the time, but the horses need the rest.
Roma, I know this town. I think maybe because this is a lucky day for Pancho, I'll sit for a short time at a game of chance.
You don't press your luck too far, Pancho. Clerk. Hey, clerk. Clerk.
Mr. Paladin. Mr. Paladin.
I'll be with you in a moment, Tono, as soon as I settle up for the hotel.
No, no, come quick.
Well, what is it?
Our organ crate is sitting out there in front of the hotel.
Well, it can't be. It's on the wagon down at delivery.
No, it's out there on the boardwalk, and a man is driving off with our horses and wagon.
He what? Oh, no.
Yes. You see? There. There he is down the street.
Hey. Hey, stop you. Hey, you.
Whoa.
Stop
Whoa,
there.
Well, now, what's your trouble, friend?
Mister, horse stealing's a pretty serious matter.
Well, now, don't that beat all.
Climb down off that wagon.
Say, what's eating you?
This happens to be my team and wagon you're driving.
Oh, no, it ain't. It's mine.
How do you figure?
It's mine on account of four of a kind beat us straight.
What are you talking about?
I win this outfit fair and square in a poker game last night.
I'm afraid that's a lie. This is my outfit.
Now, looky here, mister.
You climb down off that wagon.
I'm just gonna do that. and you're going to be sorry. Now, Steve Perkins don't take lightly to being called a liar and a horse thief. Now!
Mr. Paladin!
That's for the liar.
You?
Yeah, looks like I gotta whomp you again.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Ooh, that was some punch.
Yeah, looks like he's out for a while.
Mr. Paladin, that's the man who was playing cards with Pancho last night.
Pancho? Of course. Oh, I should have thought of that. Where is Pancho?
I couldn't find him this morning. He didn't sleep in his room last night.
I guess he figured his luck ran out and he'd better run out, too. I'm afraid I owe this man an apology. Well, Tono, we haven't time to argue the fine points of this thing.
Why? What are we going to do?
Get some rope out of the wagon there.
Rope?
Yes, we're going to tie this fellow up, shove a gag in his mouth, and then load him and the organ in the wagon and get on our way.
Why do we take him?
Well, it's his outfit. He win it fair and square, as he said. But I'm afraid we're going to have to borrow it, whether he likes it or not.
Well, at least Pancho didn't gamble the organ.
He's probably saving it for the next hand.
But now we're back where we were. Nobody to play for mass.
Yeah. No, we'll worry about that later.
There he is again.
I guess I better untie him. I hope he decides to be reasonable about this.
I wouldn't count on it.
No. I'm afraid he has a point. Ooh, no. Ooh. Perkins. Perkins, I'm sorry we had to shanghai you like this, but we needed the wagon and there wasn't time to argue, you see. Now, whether Pancho had a right to bet it or not, I guess it's yours. We'll pay you for this trip, but we have to get to San Xavier Mission. Climb on back there, Tono, and take the gag off him.
Sure. Yeah. Here, sir. Just let me untie it here. There.
You...
Don't say it, or you'll stay tied up.
Yeah. All right. You win. Well, let me tell you, the only reason Steve Perkins is standing still for this kind of shoving around is... Yeah, because I was headed toward the mission anyway.
You were?
Yeah, they got one of them fiesta things going on in town there. Usually some pretty good betting money floating around at them celebrations.
Are you a professional gambler?
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly, but I managed to pick up a little change here and there. When I win these horses, I figure to take them to the fiesta and race them.
Our horses?
My horses, and don't forget it. Mister, you don't know horse flesh. They ain't hauling horses, they're running horses.
It doesn't matter. If they'll just get this organ to San Xavier, I'll be satisfied. Untie him, Tono. Almost there, Tono.
Yes, it's been quite a trip.
Yeah, what's so special about this here organ?
It was a gift to the mission. Father O'Toole is very anxious to have it when the bishop visits San Xavier.
He'll have it seems, but there is no one to play it.
Hey, Tono.
Yes?
You Injun, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, how come you don't dress like an Injun or talk like an Injun?
I was raised at the mission and went to American schools.
Oh, I see. Well, now, hey, looky over there. Figure that's some of your kinfolk?
A band of Indians on horseback.
They are Navajo. That is my tribe.
Well, how do you like that? Look, they got a rope around that feller's neck. They're leading him behind their horses.
Hey, that looks like Pancho. Whoa, whoa.
Mr. Paladin, it is Pancho.
Well, say it. That's the feller I played poker with.
What kind of business importante do you suppose he tried this time, Tono?
I don't know, but he can play the organ.
Oh, yes. Yes, he can. Well, I suppose we better go see what we can do for him. Come on now. Get on now. Here.
And now, here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Bergie, I think someone's looking for you.
Oh, Mr. Bergen.
Well, hello, Effie Clinker.
What's wrong?
My car battery is run down. I think it's an acid condition.
Oh, I see. Well, have you seen a serviceman?
Well, I had a blind date with a sailor last night, but he got away.
No, I mean a mechanic. Seeing you own a General Motors car, you should see your GM dealer for service. His mechanics are GM trained. They have specialized tools and factory-approved parts to provide your fine GM car with the GM care it deserves. So if you own a Chevrolet car or truck, a Pontiac, an Oldsmobile, Buick, Cadillac, or a GMC truck, you should make a date with a General Motors serviceman.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Will he have blue eyes?
What's the story, Tono? What'd the Indians say?
Well, as near as I can tell, Pancho wandered into the Indian camp this morning and offered to trade some cattle for a horse.
Cattle?
Yes. But it turned out the cattle he traded already belonged to the Indians. It was some stock they had turned out to graze.
Say, he's some slick feller, ain't he?
Never quite slick enough. Well, what now, Tono? What are they going to do with him?
This is a small band of Navajo. They have set up a camp just beyond the missions. They want no trouble.
Yeah?
They are willing to release Pancho, but they insist he must walk to the mission that way, with the rope around his neck, following the horses.
How far is the mission from here?
12 miles.
Seems a little cruel.
Maybe not. Give that old boy some time to figure a couple of new angles.
Yeah. Yeah, you could be right, Perkins. Oh, it's good to be back in your lovely garden, Father.
And it's good to have you, lad. Bless you for the happiness you brought me.
I'm afraid the trip took longer than we planned. I hope you didn't worry, Father.
Not at all, Tono, my son. I had my faith, and you had my prayers.
They came in handy a couple of times, Father.
Will you have more lemonade, Mr. Perkins?
Well, no thanks, Father. I got a little business to take care of.
Business?
Yeah, you see, I got to set me up a little race meet. Get out a few bets.
Oh.
Yeah, and I got to move fast. Now, this here fiesta is going to be over Saturday night, so I got to get going to promote this race meet for Sunday morning.
Sunday? But that's the day the bishop will be here.
Well, doggone, Father, I don't aim to interfere with your business.
Well, now, don't give it another thought, son. It'll work out. Well, if you must go, I'll walk out with you.
Well, thank you, Father.
But please now come again.
Well, sure, I'd be right proud to, Father. Yeah, so long, fellas.
See you later, Perkins. Well, Tono, we had a few bad moments. But it was worth it, wasn't it, to see Father O'Toole so happy? Say, you know what I'm going to do right now? I am going to get in that hammock, and I am going to stay there.
No, wait. It is not time to relax yet.
What do you mean?
I know Father O'Toole's flock. If Perkins sets up this race meet, the pews will be empty Sunday.
Yeah. That's no way to impress the bishop. Maybe I ought to talk to Perkins.
No, I think there is another way. Come on.
Where?
We will have to take a little trip.
Oh, no.
Yes, out to the Navajo camp.
Why?
Mr. Paladin, it hasn't rained here in a long time. You know the dust is about a foot deep.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
If it should rain, the mud would be so deep, no horse could run.
But it never rains this time of year out here.
When I was talking to the Navajos today, I learned that in their camp is a man I remember from my childhood. A wonderful old medicine man. I recall that his rain chants worked miracles.
Ah, I see.
We must impress the bishop.
Of course.
Look, Mr. Paladin.
Hey, that's Pancho.
Hola, señores.
Hey, Pancho. Where'd you get that horse?
Pancho make a little business importante. Oh, beautiful world. Pancho's got to be alive. And now Pancho come to play organo for the mass at San Javier Mission.
I think we can start now. Most of the crowd seems to be out.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Tono, I'd say the bishop's mass was quite a success.
It certainly was. Look. Look at Father O'Toole at the door, beaming at his flock as they file out.
Mysterious ways of God performing his miracles, eh, Tono?
Yes.
Encantado, Padre.
Bless you, my child.
Father?
Ah, Tono and Paladin. God bless you, my sons.
Thank you, Father. It was a wonderful day, wasn't it?
Oh, my. That is a day I'll remember all my life.
Say, the bishop was impressed, wasn't he?
Oh, indeed he was. But how strange it should rain today.
Hey, boy.
Oh, Mr. Paladin. Oh, my. This is fine. You home again at last. Here. Let the hey, boy, take back.
Thank you, hey, boy.
This was a successful trip?
Yes, it was.
Oh, seemed too bad you missed party. Big opera ball.
No, hey, boy. That wasn't important at all, since I was able to help to make a very good man very happy.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Paladin. Missy Wong pretty upset about you.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Women kind of funny. Your hey boy don't understand women very good.
I know, hey boy, I know.
Oh, there, Missy Wong now. Missy Wong, look here.
Oh, Mr. Paladin, welcome home.
Thank you, Miss Wong. It's good to be home.
Mr. Paladin, did you ever have time to lie in hammock, have good rest?
No. No, I didn't, Miss Wong.
Oh.
When I finally had the time, it was raining.
Oh, too bad. Missy Wong afraid of that. So Missy Wong have nice surprise.
Surprise?
Surprise, yes. Here, let me open door to room. All nice and clean, ready for you. See?
Oh, Miss Wong. A hammock.
Yes, a hammock.
Well, that is a very nice surprise.
Next time you refresh, enjoy a frosty, ice-cold Pepsi-Cola.
Sociability, Charlie.
All right, Kay, how's this? Pepsi is light, refreshes without filling. You like to refresh? Have a Pepsi right now.
We'll offer it to everybody, Charlie.
I will. Enjoy Pepsi at the fountain. It's delicious at home, too. Have one at lunch or with a snack.
Charlie.
At the beach or at dinner. Wherever you go, wherever you're thirsty, Pepsi is there.
It's here, too, in our Be Sociable song.
Be sociable, look smart, keep up to date with Pepsi. Drink light, refreshing Pepsi. Stay young and fair and debonair. Be sociable, have a Pepsi.
For the weekend, have plenty of Pepsi around. Pick up an extra carton today. CK, I'm sociable.
With Pepsi, everyone is.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Created by Herb Meadow and Sam Rolfe, is produced and directed in Hollywood by Frank Paris and stars John Daner as Paladin, with Ben Wright as Hayboy and Virginia Gregg as Miss Wong. Tonight's story was specially written for Have Gun, Will Travel by Ann Dowd. Featured in the cast were Don Diamond, Harry Bartell, Russell Arms, and Bill Idelson. This is Hugh Douglas, inviting you to join us again next week when CBS Radio presents Have Gun, Will Travel. Thank you.